Amos chapter 4. Listen to this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who tell their husbands, bring us drinks. So, God is criticizing here the wealthy women, who he says oppress the poor, crush the needy. All the time, God is really sensitive to how people treat the poor and needy. Now, you can be poor and needy even if you've got loads of money, because you can be spiritually poor and needy. You can be lonely. People are terribly poor when it comes to spiritual things. They may be depressed. They may be bullied. They may be picked on. They may be going through all sorts of things. And if you just ignore them and get on with having a fancy life for yourself, this is most upsetting to God. The Lord Yahweh has sworn by his holiness that, behold, the day shall come on you that they will take you away with hooks and the last of you with fish hooks. So this is describing how these women were going to be marched off into captivity. You will go out at the breaks in the wall. That's where the royal family tried to escape from in Zedekiah's time. Each one straight before her, and you will cast yourselves into Harmon, says Yahweh. Go to Bethel and sin, to Gilgal and sin more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving of that which is leavened, and proclaim freewill offerings and brag about them. For this pleases you, you children of Israel, says the Lord Yahweh. So God is almost encouraging them to sin. He says, go to Bethel and sin. Well, of course, God doesn't want people to sin, but it's also true that he sends people, as Paul says, a strong delusion that they might believe a lie if they receive not the love of the truth. So if you want to go in the sinful way, God will encourage you in that way. If you want to go in the way of righteousness, God will encourage you in that way. Think of King Saul of Israel. We're told that an evil spirit from the Lord, notice that, encouraged him, it seems, in his depression and in his madness against David. And yet, also, the Holy Spirit can be sent by God to encourage you to do what is right. I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities and lack of bread in every town, yet you haven't returned to me, says Yahweh. So God gave them famine to try to help them to repent, just like he might give us sickness or some sort of problem, so that we repent. I also have withheld the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain on one city and caused it not to rain on another city. One place was rained on, and the piece when it didn't rain withered. So 2 or 3 cities gathered to one city to drink water and were not satisfied. Yet you haven't returned to me, says Yahweh. So God brought these things on them so that they realized, yes, this is of God, this is the hand of God, but they still didn't repent, just like Pharaoh. They were no better. I struck you with blight and mildew many times in your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees have the swarming locust devoured, yet you haven't returned to me, says Yahweh. So again, the locust was one of the plagues on Egypt. So they were being treated similarly, and they should have learnt from Pharaoh, but they didn't. And so God says, I send plagues among you like I did upon Egypt. I have slain your young men with the sword and have carried away your horses, and I filled your nostrils with the stench of your camps. Yet you haven't returned to me, says Yahweh. I have overthrown some of you as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a burning stick plucked out of the fire. Yet you haven't returned to me, says Yahweh. Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. So again, prepare to meet your God. Repent, even at that late stage. So one of the saddest things is when you see people suffering so much in life and they still don't repent. And that is what the history of Israel has really been. And we mustn't be like that. We must accept the hand of God. For behold, he who forms the mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what is his thought, who makes the morning darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, Yahweh, the God of armies, is his name.